Welcome to the 2021 Columbia University School of the Arts International Play Reading Festival. I'm Carol Becker, Dean of the School of the Arts. My colleague, playwright and associate professor, David Henry Wong, and I founded this festival together in 2018, and we are very proud to already have brought the work of playwrights from Chile, France, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Mexico, Palestine, Russia, Spain, and Thailand to Columbia and to the city of New York. And this year, we are once again presenting professional readings of plays as podcasts, able to reach a global audience. The plays are from Lebanon, Uganda, and the UK. And now, more about the festival from my colleague, David Henry Wong.
Thank you, Carol, and welcome, listeners. In these times of such disparity, conflict, and rising nationalism, the theater can play an invaluable role to help us understand and embrace people from around the globe. Despite our globalized world, theater in the United States remains stubbornly myopic. With this festival, Columbia University School of the Arts starts to fill that void by presenting exciting international plays by living authors. Works which give audiences the opportunity to see our world anew. This season, we begin our journey with Ugandan playwright Asimwe Deborah Kawe's Appointment with God, directed by Nana Dakin. The play is a funny and insightful exploration of the U.S. visa application process. We experience it from the perspective of someone living in what the gods consider to be, quote, the developing world. As Asimwe brings us into the U.S. Embassy, consider what it means to go abroad, whether it be for work, family, health, or an education. In this world of bureaucratic caprice, what does it mean to be worthy? If Kache is found lacking, would there be any hope for the rest of us?
Appointment with God by Asimwe Deborah Kawe. Place: American Embassy in a Developing Country. Day 1. Kache appears.
And nearly all Americans have ancestors who braved the oceans, liberty-loving risk-takers in search of an ideal. The largest voluntary migrations in recorded history. Across the Pacific, across the Atlantic, they came from every point on the compass, many passing beneath the Statue of Liberty with fear and vision, sorrow and adventure, fleeing tyranny or terror, seeking haven, and all seeking hope. Immigration.
It is exactly 5:30 in the morning. I'm 29 years old. It's April 1st, Fool's Day. I'm dressed in my Sunday best.
Different people appear in different spaces.
We all dress to impress.
I'm going through my documents now.
We all check our documents over and over again. Fear gripping us. Hands shaking. We check.
Non-immigrant visa application form?
Present.
Valid passport?
Present.
Invitation letter?
Present.
$100?
Present.
I get out of a matatu.
Our public transport.
It is cold, drizzling, and there's no shelter. There are 19 people in the line, and I'm the 20th. Number 20! I was up at 4 in the morning to be here at 5:30 a.m., but 19 people woke up before me. 19 people were in the cold before me, in the drizzle before me, in the queue before me. Up earlier than I to meet God. I look behind me. There are 5 more.
We are now 25.
It is exactly 5:35 in the morning, April 1st, Fool's Day. I am quiet, I'm watching, I'm thinking. The drizzle does not give a damn, choosing to do its thing on a day like this, when I'm going to meet with God. The drizzle shamelessly romances the iron sheets of the one huge structure.
The mansion of our God, the giant among dwarfs.
Drizzle on the concrete, on our clothes, on our bodies, drizzle on our hopes. I look behind me. There are 5 more.
We are now 30.
It is exactly 5:40 in the morning, April 1st, Fool's Day. My documents under my armpit, beneath my jacket. The lady in front of me had documents under her blouse, close to her chest. She holds them tightly, her most treasured possession. She's wet, she's shaking, she has no jacket. Give her your jacket, a thought crosses my mind. I toss the thought away. I watch her, the cold inside her bones. She looks down, rainwater running through her thick hair, down her face. She shivers.
The day is breaking. Cars are moving. The sun is coming. Birds are singing. The drizzle decreasing. We are waiting.
Mamas, more people. The time is exactly 6 in the morning. We're now 40.
We are edgy. We are waiting.
40 people to meet our God. The crowd is telling. Tales about themselves. Tales about others. Tales of appointments with God. They're whispering.
I have been here 2 times.
It is my first time.
Yeah, I have been to the US 4 times.
And you came back?
Never denied a visa.
Wow!
But I have seen you here before, and you were denied a visa on that day.
Me? No, you saw wrong, not me. Never been denied.
Denied once, got 6 times.
Wow!
5 times, never been accepted.
Oh!
Never denied, never told truth.
My child is sick, denied twice.
My household is starving, always denied.
Got a scholarship to study in the US. This is my first time.
Lucky you.
Yours is a sure deal.
Never be sure until you are in the promised land.
Getting the visa is no guarantee to enter the promised land.
You can get to the port of entry and still be denied access into the promised land.
Oh, that promised land.
You get your visa, you keep your fingers crossed.
That man seems to know it all.
Hey, I lie all the time. Get visas every time.
Suppressed laughter fills the air.
One of the gods is kinder, I hear.
There are days when they are kinder.
There are days when they are mean.
Just look them in the eye.
Even when you are lying?
They can tell if you lie.
I never look down when I'm lying.
I never lie.
Never lie when I'm blinking. Sorry, never blink when I'm lying.
That man thinks he knows it all.
The sun is coming out. The drizzle shies away. The gates of this building vomiting. Vomiting out people.
Guards!
See their identification.
Like ropes around their necks.
No blinking, looking, watching, inspecting. Like we are at a military parade. Batons hanging aimlessly at their waist. Staring at us, at our clothes, at our shoes. At our hunger, our wetness, our cold, our deprived sleep. The time is 6:30 in the morning. April 1st, Fool's Day.
Hush!
The angels are coming. Those that assess situations. Those we never talk to. Those that check our papers. Those that determine who goes to the gods first and who goes to the gods last.
The gods are fidgeting. Cars! 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 Cars!
BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Grand Cherokee.
Cars! Big cars! The bigness is big!
Cars! Long cars. Their longness is long.
Cars! Huge cars! Their hugeness is huge.
Breaking. Screeching. Stopping. It is 7 in the morning. April 1st. Fools. The angels have come.
No more whispers.
No more chuckling.
Silence. Breaths. Heavy, thick breaths. Breaths of fear and breaths of hope. Breaths of despair and breaths of faith. Heartbeats. Heart throbs. Heart poundings. Soon.
We will be called.
Each by number to face our God.
Here we have no names. We are numbers.
You're not immigrant. Visa application forms up. Your valid passports up. $100 up. First 5 come forward.
Time has come.
Access number 1.
For daughters and sons of men.
Open.
The gates shall be opened.
Gently going through access 1.
To account for the transgressions of the existence.
Your documents in hand.
And the transgressions of their movement.
No unlawful items.
The book of life.
Access number 1.
Shall be opened.
Close.
Shall my name be written in that book? That book of life? The time is 7:15 in the...
Your first time?
The lady in front of me. The one with no jacket. The one with thick hair. She's turning. She faces me now. Sorry, what did you say?
First time?
Yes.
Me too. Nervous?
You?
No.
Attention!
I am not.
Next 5, access number 1.
Kufa na kuzaliwa ni siku moja.
Open.
I don't speak Kiswahili.
Access number one, close.
You are born once, you die once. Oh, death? In there hangs my life. That sounds serious. Life is serious. What's your story? Story?
Yes. Everyone here has a story.
Why are you going? Conference. What kind? For young achievers. You have achieved something? I guess. What do you do? I work in communities. What kind? Rural communities. Creating think tanks in communities for people to find solutions to their problems. Meaning you are one of those brilliant people. What do you mean? Think tanks, big words, confusing ordinary people. Impress the gods, you get access. She's rude, making assumptions. She doesn't know me. Everything covered. Sorry? I need to check my documents again. For your trip, I mean, everything covered? Yes. Mine too. Good. For good? I'm sorry, what? Are you going for good? USA likes to keep brilliant people like you. For good? Hell no. Hell. Me? Forever. I see. Forever. Good for you. I hope to get a job when I get there. Ah, so you're going for work?
Locked and shut.
No.
Next five.
Studies?
Access number one?
No.
Open?
I see a ring on her finger. Ah, you're going to get married. Marriage? Funny. This ring is just an accessory.
Access number one?
Since everyone here has a story, what's yours?
Close.
You're from the West? Excuse me? You are from the western part of this country. Why all of a sudden are we talking about where we come from? Hey, okay. You are really not a friendly person. When it comes to our differences, when it comes to regions of origin, to where we come from, I am not friendly. You want to talk about something else, right? Right. We're next. We're waiting.
The announcer comes out to the people who are waiting.
Attention, attention.
That's us. We are next.
Last 10.
Last 10?
Approach the window.
Last 10 approach the window? And us who are here first?
Shh. Last 10?
What? Silence.
Tomorrow.
Who is for tomorrow?
Last 10 come back tomorrow.
Finally. Us.
Next.
My heart is like a drum in my chest. My documents. Are you there? Non-immigrant visa application form? Present. Valid passport? Present. Invitation letter? Present. $100? Present! Oh, my heart, what are you doing?
Attention.
The photo on my form.
5x8.
Next five.
Directly facing the camera.
Approach.
Face clear.
Access number one.
Eyes open.
Open.
Both ears visible.
Close.
Nose visible.
Next.
No facing down.
You.
Me?
Step here.
Chin up. We are at attention.
Is there a problem?
Move there.
No smiling.
Come through.
Serious business.
Hurry through.
I'm thinking, my form. Did I remember all the spaces?
Stand there.
Did I fill out my name?
Remove your jacket.
Passport number?
Open your bag.
Passport date of issue.
Empty your bag.
Passport date of expiry?
Switch off your phone.
Place of issue.
Open your hair.
Place of birth?
Remove your watch.
Date of birth?
Remove your shoes.
Final hour has come.
April 1st, walk through.
The date of our death, we are walking through.
Come back.
What have I done?
Come here.
Me?
Your bag.
My bag?
Through the screen. No jewel?
Yes, sir.
No weapons?
No, sir.
No hairpins? Again.
Yes, sir.
No nail cutters?
Yes, sir.
No liquids?
Yes, sir.
Again. Your number.
My number?
Your tag.
My tag.
Your bag.
My bag?
Again.
He signals for Katya to give him her bag and papers. He checks them and returns them to her.
Your papers.
My papers.
Our precious papers. We have searched up and down, down and up, outside in, inside out, upside down, downside up. We feel naked.
Access to open, walk through.
I walk through. I am nervy and numb. I'm not nimble. I'm nervous. I'm not normal. I am nuts. I look behind me. Others are following.
We are marching.
Like ants looking for food. I look up. Ahead of me.
That's where the gods sit. That's where the angels dwell. That's where the orders are given. That's where the saints are named.
Oh Lord, I want to be in that number. The number of those who will walk out smiling, laughing. When the saints go marching in.
I marched with you in the streets of Chicago. I fought for you in the Senate. And I will make it a top priority in my first year as President of the United States of America.
Oh Lord, I want to be in the number. Oh, when the saints go marching in. When my name is called. Oh Lord, I want to be in that number. I sit down. The song is still occupying my mind. Next to me is the woman with thick hair. That woman of region, of origin, talk. This time I will ignore her. I'm thinking aloud. I'm talking to myself. When the saints march in...
The saints?
Lord, I won't be in that number.
What number?
Oh, she's listening to me, spying on my thoughts.
What number?
She can't be ignored. The number of the saints, those who will be accepted.
I must be in that number too.
When the saints go marching out.
Instead of in.
Oh, when the saints go marching out. Oh, when the saints go marching out. Oh, Lord, I want to be among the number. Oh, when the saints go marching out.
What took you so long?
She can't stop asking questions.
To come from the screening room. You delayed there.
Nail cutters in my bag.
I walked through with mine. Their machines are not so clever.
She's funny.
I looked angry.
This woman knows no boundaries. She's now showing me her passport. A Chen? You're a twin.
How did you know?
Your name. A Chen. A name given to a twin among the people of the North.
How did you know that?
I have many friends from the North.
And you are?
Kache. It means the one who is small-bodied.
I was right.
About?
Where you come from?
Let's...
You are from the West?
You look different in the photo. A bit chubby.
3 years ago, I even had palmed my hair.
It is a beautiful photo.
Don't try to be polite. Palmed hair makes me look like a scarecrow.
That's not true. You look stunning.
Yeah, right. Who does hair bangs with my kind of forehead? Scarecrow.
You are really funny.
You are from the West, right?
Achen, I don't like talking about my origins.
Why?
Some of you think you're more indigenous than others. You will start looking at me as a foreigner.
I did not say foreigner.
But that's what you were thinking. That's what your people call my people.
We have all been called names. Your people call my people beasts.
This is exactly why I didn't want us to start talking about what part of this country we come from.
Attention. First come, first served. First things first. Those who have been to the United States before, on my right?
What's going on?
I was told they are always given the first priority.
The sheep shall be separated from the goats.
Good crops from the wheat.
Before these gods, in this part of the world, it is not about where we come from.
It is about where we come from.
How we look, what we believe in, what we own, and where we have been before.
Those on my right go through the open door.
Most of those came after us. It is not fair.
Chen is talking to me, but I'm not with her.
The last shall be first, the first shall be last.
This is no favoritism. It is called prioritizing. First come, first served.
I don't like him.
It's his job.
To do and say stupid things. It is called prioritizing. Who says that?
Stop it, Chen. Maybe he doesn't even agree with what he's saying.
He would not say those things if he knew how stupid he sounds.
It's a job. He has to live.
That is not a living. It is survival.
It is approaching 11 a.m. Chen, you're a talker. You have made the waiting easier. You have made me laugh.
Yet you are so uptight.
I think we can be...
We are almost friends.
Attention! First things first. First come, first served. Those who have been in the UK before, on my right.
I wish he would stop saying, first come, first served.
He's doing his job.
They sound like memorized lines.
Those on my right, go through the open door. This is no unfairness. It is rational analysis.
He uses big words. Rational analysis. Prioritizing. You should consider including him in your think tank of young achievers.
I want to think through things, to pray for favor before our God, but a chain can't stop chattering. I'm watching people leaving the holy temple, the holy of holies, where they have been meeting with our God. A chain is analyzing each one of them as they exit. I'm praying.
That one has it.
Oh Lord, smile, put your favor on me. Oh Lord,
that
help me face this God, your representative here among mortals.
That one's eyes,
oh Lord,
they are teary,
let this be my moment.
Of joy,
share my thoughts world over.
I am not going to cry, whatever happens. I don't cry.
15 have come out. Only 3 look happy.
I want to take my mind away from all of this.
I turn to Achen. Who is your twin? Achen, who's your twin?
Apio.
Where is she?
I don't know.
It sounds like you're not close.
On the contrary.
But you do not know where she is.
Kache, I don't want to talk about it.
You're not telling me why you're going for good. You're not telling me anything about your twin. Why do you want to know other people's stories and you don't want to share yours?
You don't understand.
Make me understand.
This God has to understand. I need to go. To some of you, this is a country. To some of us, this is a graveyard. It haunts me. I can't live here. I have to leave.
What happened?
We all are guilty. This country moves in circles, turning against one another.
Ha! I thought you had no problem with our regions of origin.
It is not my country. Not anymore.
Well, it is.
I am burying this Achen.
You're what?
With that girl. That twin who was abducted by the rebels.
What?
And the father of the twins.
Achen!
And the mother of the twins.
What?
I am committing suicide.
Stop!
I am burying the pain inside an empty grave.
I didn't realize.
For a new Achen to emerge.
I am sorry. I get it.
A new hope.
Another future.
Kache. When I say that I must go, I know what I am talking about.
I pray our God understands.
In there hangs my life.
The rest of you, come through the open door.
The time has come for the pig's turn, for the bad weed's turn, to enter into the temple, the holy of holies.
Proceed to window number 1. First things first. $100 or its equivalent in the local currency. Your passport, please.
Here, sir.
Your previous passport, if you have any.
Here, sir.
Your application forms?
Here, sir.
Good. Here's your receipt. Take a seat. You are number 23.
Thank you, sir.
Next.
I sit next to Achen. She has been through window 1. She's number 22. There is silence. This is a temple, I swear.
The chairs are holy.
Shh.
The walls are holy.
Shh.
The flag is holy.
Shh.
The eagle is holy.
Shh. Quiet! The writings.
Famous quotations.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Even Winston Churchill?
Theodore Roosevelt.
What are Churchill's quotations doing here?
Shh.
He was British.
Shh.
Very sarcastic.
Shh. We're in the temple.
Everything looks holy. I have never been to a holy place like this.
Shh. Voices coming through.
Next. Next.
The man at window 1 has said the same things.
To all of us, and those who were here before us.
Window 2 is closed.
Window 3 is open.
There is a face behind a bulletproof glass. The face looks 40 plus.
The face is plain.
No smile.
No anger. No hate. No love.
Indifferent?
I don't know.
That's what it is.
Shut up, Achen! It's just a face in glasses.
This must be the face of God.
Window 2 opens.
Another face of God.
Number 20?
That's me.
There is a man who has never been denied a visa.
The man who has been to the US 4 times.
But I have seen this man here before. This is the same man of the wrong photo measurements. I have seen this man here before.
Do you have everything right today?
Yes, madame.
Your photo.
You told me the other time, 5x8. As you can see, I've got it. 5x8.
And against white background?
Yes, madame.
This is not white.
White, madame?
This is cream.
White, madame.
Are you colorblind? This is cream.
No difference.
Those are 2 different colors.
White, cream, all the same. No difference.
Go.
Why care about color, madame?
Sir, leave.
Again, I go? I do what now?
Go back, get everything. everything right and come back.
I get money back for today's visa.
Oh my. You know that there is no refund.
But my papers are good.
Your documents are in order. Get the photo right.
So, I go back.
Go.
I can leave my papers and come back tomorrow with a good photo?
No.
The money.
Next.
The man is being led away, lamenting.
Now I look for more money again?
You said you had never been denied a visa.
From where? I don't know. And because of... not white color, but another color. Who cares about color?
She does.
She called it what?
I am sorry for the man.
We are all sorry.
But there are no formulas here.
I am so embarrassed.
We all get embarrassed.
The crowd is whispering tales about the man.
He has been getting everything wrong.
Most of us get things wrong.
Filled wrong forms the first time.
Got the photo wrong.
Not 5x8, 1 year visible.
And today?
Wrong color background.
And no refund every time.
Number 21.
Madam, my name is Fatima.
Good to know. What are you going to do in the U.S.?
I'm going. There is a wedding.
Are you the one getting married?
No.
Who is getting married?
My sister.
What's her name?
Habiba Maso.
Did you include her among your siblings on the application form?
No.
Why not?
Because she's not my sister. She's my cousin's sister.
Is she your first cousin?
She's my cousin's sister. Like, she's a sister to me, but a daughter of my uncle. You understand? My cousin's sister.
I see. And who is paying for your trip?
My uncle.
Have you booked your flight yet? Can I see your itinerary?
No, because... my uncle is trying to find the money, and he also said, what if we book the flight and you don't get the visa?
So, you actually don't have the means to go for this wedding?
I do, just that...
Application received. Visa denied.
Fatima is transfixed. She didn't see it coming.
But we saw it coming.
Cousin, sister. An uncle paying for the trip.
But still looking for the money.
Fatima walks out like her legs are pulling stones.
In this place... After meeting our God, we all walk like that.
Our legs refuse to carry us.
Number 22.
Jin's turn. I hold my breath. I say a silent prayer for her.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, madam.
How do you pronounce your name?
Achen.
Achen. It is a pretty name.
This must be the god everyone says is friendly. This is a good start.
Thank you, madam.
So what can I do for you?
I would like to travel to the United States of America for a seminar.
So?
I cannot travel without a visa.
So?
This is the place where they issue visas from.
So?
Madam, you have my application form before you.
You need to be more polite, Ms.
I thought it was obvious that whoever comes in here is applying for a visa.
This god is glaring at Chen. What is that look in her eyes? Chen's voice is too strong. Maybe it has made her god deaf. Chen's skin is too dark. Maybe it has made her god blind.
What do you do?
I am a nurse.
Where do you work?
Mengo Hospital.
I would like to have a look at your bank statement.
Here, madam.
Do you have anything else that can prove that you have strong ties to your country?
What more does Chen have to prove?
I am talking to you, Ms. Do you have a piece of land?
No.
A house in your name, perhaps?
No.
A car?
No.
You have nothing.
That means I have nothing, too.
I have my job. A fairly well-paying job.
What do you mean, fairly well-paying? That salary would not compel you to come back. It's nothing.
What does she want her to say? What more ties is she left with?
What do your parents do? No answer.
Please, God, Achen must go.
You cannot be issued a United States American visa because you have failed to prove that you have strong ties to your country. Application received. Visa denied.
She's issued with a pre-signed paper telling her that she must be an intended illegal immigrant.
Leave my window, Ms. Leave my window now.
Not before I tell you exactly what I feel.
I am not here to be told what people feel about me, Ms.
You know that you are not actually a god.
God is saying something through a microphone.
Code number 7.
Do you know that this country exists because there are people living in it?
Code number 7.
Are you there?
Do you know that many of you come here without having to prove any ties to your home country?
Hello? Could I have some staff help here, please? Could I get code number 7 here at window number 3?
Why do we treat you like gods and you treat me like a pig?
Take this woman out. I think she's a lunatic.
The guard is taking her away.
I am not a lunatic. What is making me insane is that you come here without being questioned the way you are questioning me. Between you and I, who should really be proving their intention not to stay?
She's screaming obscenities.
You have no right to touch my breasts. Panya!
Achen just called the guard a rat.
Maria Kuku!
Achen is blasphemy.
Maria Kuku!
Calling her god chicken shit.
Maria Kuku!
Sacrilege. Maria on holy
Kuku.
Ground.
She has abused
our god.
Our god is moody.
Our chances are slim.
Our faith is tested.
Our hope is gone.
Kache!
I cover my face with a newspaper. I pretend it is not my name.
Kache!
She's shouting my name in the presence of the gods. I can't answer. They will think that I'm a lunatic too.
Kache!
She's screaming my name.
Kache!
I want to turn.
Kache!
I can't turn. I won't turn. They will think I'm like her.
Number 23.
That's me.
Your name?
I'm thinking. I thought it was obvious.
Kache.
Age?
I'm thinking. Why did I have to fill out the form?
29.
Married?
I'm thinking all that information is on the form. But I have to be polite. I don't want to be a Chen.
Single.
Oh. This is not typical in your country. At 29, why are you still single? Tell me about your family.
I'm thinking, what does she want to know? My region of origin? My clan? History? What does she want to know? I'm quiet.
What does your father do?
I had indicated on my form that my father is dead. He can't walk.
Why?
He's dead.
When did he die?
God, why is that important to my getting a visa?
Have you forgotten when your father died?
Last year.
What did he die of?
This is too much.
Have you forgotten what he died of?
Arthritis.
Arthritis?
Arthritis.
Huh. I am sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
And your mother?
She's not dead.
What does she do?
I'm thinking, my mother is an old woman. She is not employed. She lives and works on our country farm. To my mother, that is work.
To us, that is work.
But to our God, is that work?
Are we together, Ms.? What does your mother do?
She...
Just say she doesn't work.
Our God doesn't wait for me to respond to her questions. Instead, she writes. She writes before I finish my answer. She has been writing since I came to her window.
What kind of work do you do?
I watch her, her eyes piercing me, boring into my face. She looks at me like the way she was looking at her Chen. I'm thinking, is she trained to look at people that way? Is it her natural look? Is it both? There is water running down my face. My hands are wet. Her eyes still on my wet face. She writes.
You don't know. Do you have a job?
Her eyes on me, my throat is dry. My tongue is stuck. My breath is short, my heart is pounding, my head is spinning. I am not thinking. She writes again.
You don't have a job. Who is funding your trip?
I'm thinking. There are many. If she could ask for my invitation letter, they're all there. There's... She writes.
Clearly you have no sponsor.
No, please, please don't do that. I have sponsors. There is...
Application received. Visa denied.
She has stamped in my passport, declaring me an intended illegal immigrant.
Go. What are you waiting for?
I pick up my scattered papers. I walk away. There are more. 13 people waiting to meet with God.
13 people
have been listening to me.
13 people
have been watching me.
13 people
embarrassed with me as I met with God. As my tongue got tied before this God. as my legs refused to carry me out. I remember Achen. I should have looked in her direction. I should have said goodbye to her. But I had realized that here there is competition.
We compete.
I wanted to win. Not to be a lunatic like Achen. Saying goodbye to her, looking in her direction, lifting my hand to wave would have made me a lunatic. A loser. This is all Achen's fault. She made our god mad. She spoiled my chances, and like her, I'm a loser too. I am out. I am not in that number.
Achen is not in that number. That man of the photo is not. Fatima is not in that number.
I am marching out, my face hidden inside me. I'm putting up a show that all is well. But I am angry at Achen, at the god, at me. Why couldn't I talk? Life is normal away from the temple, people, cars, the sun, the wind, trees, birds. I wait for a matatu.
Our public transport.
It is exactly 12:30 p.m. I am 29 years old. It is April 1st, Fool's Day. I touch my bag and realize that I am $100 poorer. A tear drops. I am $100 poorer. That may be Achen's betrayer. That is, I am a loser twice.
Day 2. Same place, a different day.
It is exactly 3 in the morning. I am 29 years old. It is April 4th, 3 days after Fool's Day. I'm in another Sunday best. High-heeled shoes, hair pulled back, borrowed pearls. For the first time, I'm wearing makeup. See, my friend said.
Image is everything.
And honesty? I ask her.
Nothing.
Nothing. Here, take these pearls
and the makeup too.
With makeup and a necklace of pearls, my social class has magically changed. More documents under my armpit. It doesn't rain today. Today is my day.
We plan for days for a day like this.
Contracts from different employers and information about my previous employers.
We have to prove that we are coming back.
Tens of support letters from the sponsors of the trip.
We have to prove that we are who we claim to be.
I have not slept since April 1st, thinking, planning to outsmart the gods. Before a mirror,
we rehearse.
I get my friend to be God and me to be me. She has met the gods many times. She has been to the promised land and returned, she tells me.
Lean not against her window.
I have to stand?
Stand like this.
Upright?
Look at the god like this.
Straight in the eye.
Don't plead.
I have to state facts.
Cock your mouth a bit.
I am not.
She will think you have a natural smile.
But I do not know her.
Natural smile equals confidence.
I have been coached.
We are all coached.
I am determined to talk. To prove to this god that west or north, my home is my best. The same story. Familiar procedure, familiar sights, familiar faces. Fatima is back again. She arrived here before me. Familiar words, familiar sounds. I am bored by them all.
Number 42. Is this your second application?
Good morning, madam. My name is Fatima. I am 25 years old. I am going to attend my first cousin's wedding in Boston. My uncle is paying for the trip and I have a copy of the itinerary. And I intend to come back immediately and will not stay in the United States illegally. I have very strong ties to my country and I love it here very much. Thank you. Now can I get my visa?
Excuse me?
Good morning, madam. My name is Fatima. I am 25 years old and I am going to attend my first cousin's wedding in Boston. And my uncle is paying for the trip and I have a copy of the itinerary.
I haven't asked you anything.
I intend to come back immediately and will not stay in the United States illegally.
Why are you telling me all that?
I have very strong ties to my country and I love it here very much. Thank you. Now, can I get a visa?
No. Application received. Visa denied. Next.
But why? I have told you everything.
Fatima is trembling. Her papers are flying in every direction.
We all tremble before the gods.
Why didn't she wait to be asked questions?
We all memorize what to say before the gods.
Fatima is led away. She has become a leaf in the wind.
Number 43.
That is me. It's exactly 1 in the afternoon. I have been made the fourth last, even though I was the first to arrive at 3 in the morning.
Number 43.
I move to window 2. Behind the bulletproof stands another god. To Today, I am meeting a different god. This god seems different. She does not stare at me, she does not raise her voice, she speaks like a person.
Good morning, miss.
Good afternoon, madam. I have just proved to her that I'm alert. She looks at a computer before her.
This is your second time here, right?
Right, she asks as she looks at my forms. Same questions, same answers. She looks at me, at the forms, at the computer.
What are you going to do in the United States?
Oh, here comes a different question. I am going for a conference of young achievers. I am thinking, it is all written there, on the form, and she has been looking at it.
Why do they make us repeat things?
Why don't you have your own young achievers conference here in your country? Must you go to the U.S.?
I had not rehearsed that one, but I know exactly why the U.S. Madam, this is an international conference of young achievers from all over the world. We will be sharing ideas, talk about what we do in our different communities. This is a conference of future leaders in different spheres of influence. I am also one of the very few selected candidates to be part of an online mentorship program on how to formulate social policies. I will get an opportunity to interact with my mentors.
That sounds very interesting.
Yes, madam.
You could have the conference here.
Madam, if it were possible, I would. But there are no American young achievers here, or those from elsewhere. I want to share with them what I do, learn from them what they do.
You don't have strong ties to your country.
What? I have a family.
Not enough.
A mother?
Not enough.
Two brothers?
Not enough.
A sister?
Not enough.
I love them.
Not enough.
They love me.
Not enough.
Those are my strongest ties.
That is not enough.
I do work.
Not enough.
In rural communities.
Not enough.
We analyze community challenges and come up with local solutions.
Not enough.
I have people.
Not enough.
In these communities.
Not enough.
Who are dear.
Not enough.
To me.
Not enough.
Those are my strongest ties.
That is not enough.
I am commissioned to do research in these communities.
So?
I have to come back.
So?
To do the research.
So?
I can't stay in the U.S.
Can't?
I won't stay there.
Won't?
I have no family or friends there.
Why is it that there are always many people of your type applying to go to the U.S.?
And I'm thinking, what does she mean by my type? I want to ask her to explain, but I can't. My questions will spoil my chances. I keep quiet.
Are you going to answer my question?
I cannot answer for every person that is my type. I can answer for myself. I was invited.
You could have Americans and those from elsewhere come here. You don't have to go.
Madam, bring them and I will not have to go. She looks at me shocked. I touch my pearls, not to draw attention, but out of despair. She's not talking. She's looking at me, staring at me, just like the other god.
Give me your papers.
She's asking for everything that I have. Every single paper. Even the visa fee receipts?
Do you know what everything means?
She has vanished to the inner rooms. Silence. Staring must be their training, their calling.
To scare life out of their victims.
Silence. I am desperate. How do I prove to her that I am coming back? There is delight inside me. I untied my tongue. I talked. I have convinced her. This time, I will win. Inside the temple, in the holy chambers, the places I cannot get to, I think there are consultations with the angels, with the other gods, a conference of heavenly beings, assessing a mortal situation.
We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants in this country.
A decision is reached. I don't see this. I am waiting. I am praying. My fingers holding together.
Miss?
I cock my lips, tilt my head, feel my pearls. I look at her straight in the eye and smile. Oh, those are my strong ties. Silence.
Kache.
She has addressed me by name. That is a good sign.
You have to understand. There are individuals we consider high risk.
High risk?
Young, unmarried, no steady income.
Madam, I don't understand. She gently pushes my papers back to me.
I'm afraid this is not enough. I am sorry. Application received. Visa denied.
Just like that. Another stamp in my passport. Her eyes following my hand as I nervously touch my papers. High risk.
High risk.
Young.
Young.
Unmarried.
Unmarried.
No steady income.
No steady income.
The words ring again and again in my head. They sound memorized like someone instructed her to say them. She wasn't convincing even when she said them. High risk. Young. Unmarried. No steady income. She's now staring at the pearls, weighing me. From her eyes, I cannot tell if image is everything.
Next.
I gather my many documents. I stuff them in the bag. I am walking away. Her words in my head. High risk. Young. Unmarried. No steady income. My ties to my country, my community, my family are not enough. I am standing outside the temple.
Kache.
Achen? What are you doing here?
The embassy called to review my visa application.
What? How?
The sponsors of the trip appealed for me.
They knew whom to call, right?
Right.
They knew the language to speak.
Right.
They don't cuss like you did.
I was made to apologize.
By who?
The sponsors of the trip.
Did you?
Outside I did. Inside I didn't. I am still yelling, still screaming at them. I'm just playing them. I know now the rules of the game. I pretend I'm sorry. I get my visa.
Just like that.
Just like that.
You're a fox.
We all are.
I am quiet. I know why she's saying that. Does that mean you will get the visa?
Very likely. I didn't even have to fill in another application or pay any more money. They just told me to come with my passport.
Wow, Achen! I am happy for you. Really, I am.
God smiled on me.
Don't abuse them again.
I may hit them this time.
Achen, I'm serious.
I'm serious too. Think of the money that they make out of us.
I know, but no one forces us to pay it.
Our need forces us to pay it.
Then we need to stop complaining.
For some of you from certain parts of this country, it is not about your need to escape circumstances.
Not again. Don't bring up the talk of region of origin again.
Why not?
I have never understood why in this country the first question people ask is, what region of this country are you from? It is a clever way to exclude, to view you as the other, to make assumptions.
I am from the north and I am proud of it.
Yet you are running away. It is one country. What affects you affects me too.
Doesn't mean I am not proud of where I am from. One country, eh? Have you been to the north?
Well, because of the civil war that used to be there,
It is not one country. For some of you applying for this visa, it's about traveling to America. The hype of it. Big deal.
Is that where you're placing me?
For some of us, it is a rebirth.
I should go.
Maybe you need to abuse them like I did. They are not polite to us. Quit being polite to them.
If I were you, I would go in there, have a decent conversation with another god, thank my god, and wait to be called to pick up my visa. Go play your game.
As we play each other, they should know that without us, they may not be.
Wrong. Without you, they will be. Without them, you may not be.
God, I want to hit you. Think, Kache. Every day, about 45 people pay $100 each. Multiply that by 4 days a week and 52 weeks a year. And how many countries do you think there are in the world with people trying to get into the promised land?
Can't even imagine it.
Go home and do your math.
Goodbye.
Kache, if I were you, I would tell the sponsors of the trip to directly call the embassy and plead for you. Believe me, it will work. Play the game.
I wish you a successful rebirth. I touch my bag. I am $200 poorer. And America thinks I'm high risk. Achen might be in that number. I am not in that number. That is, I'm a loser yet again.
Day 3. Same place, a different day.
I would build a great wall, and nobody builds walls better than me, believe me. And I'll build them very inexpensively. I will build a great wall. great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Yeah. Mark my words.
Yeah. I had sworn that I would never come back to this temple. I had refused to ask the sponsors of the trip to call the embassy and appeal for me. The sponsors of my trip pleaded with me, even got me a support letter from a congressman in America rooting for me, Kache. I decided to give it one more shot, one last time, my last chance this year. After this application, I will not be allowed to apply again, not this year. I am here again to prove that I am not high risk. That I don't have to have a big income to return. I don't have to have a permanent job to return. I don't have to be married to return. My family, my work are enough. I am enough. Time, 7 o'clock in the morning. Day, April 10th, 9 days after Fool's Day. My Sunday best replaced with faded jeans. No more sleepless nights, no more rehearsals in preparation to meet the gods. I am taking my time. More documents, more letters in support of me, showing and proving our my identity. My commitment to my own country.
Familiar scenes.
The ground does not seem holy anymore.
Familiar faces, familiar voices, familiar sounds.
I decide to enjoy them all. I am here to try and play this game. I am learning the rules one by one.
We all become part of the game.
I decide to listen to tales of them who are here to meet the god. Her story, his story, their story.
Our story.
Those going for leisure, those going for studies, those going for business, those claiming to be evangelists.
Oh, those are many.
Those claiming to be artists.
Those too are many.
Those going to work, those going to get married, those going for medical treatment, those going for good, those who have forged
marriage certificates, academic papers, bank statements, invitation letters.
I am going for
my son's graduation.
Enjoy your son's graduation.
Are you really coming back?
Quiet.
My daughter is getting married.
Enjoy the ceremony.
Are you really coming back?
Shh.
Quiet.
I am a preacher of the gospel.
God bless you, ma'am.
Are you really coming back?
Shh. Quiet.
I export coffee.
Have a safe business trip, sir.
Are you really coming back?
Shh. Quiet.
To do a master's degree.
Good luck in your studies.
Are you really coming back?
Shh. Quiet.
To meet my fiancé.
When do you plan to get married?
Are you really coming back?
Shh! Quiet!
Going for leisure.
When do you come back?
An interesting mix.
Who said anything about coming back?
I know I am coming back.
All part of the game.
I said I'm coming back!
Your destination is what informs your decision.
I love my country.
It is a show. A free show. Enjoy the show.
Folks telling their lives' histories. Their families' histories.
We are all spectators. We are all actors.
In this show for our God. In this game with our God.
These are all good shows. These are all good games.
But this one might be an award-winning show.
Next, number 25. Have you been here before?
Yes, madam.
Name?
Ruhanga Teremwa Kukora.
Your name is a sentence, sir.
That is my name, madam.
So you say. What does it mean?
The creator don't fail to work.
What do you do?
Dancing.
Is that why you want to travel to the United States?
No, madam.
Why do you want to go to the U.S.?
My leg is very sick. No more dance. Go get treatments.
What kind of dances do you do?
For local tribal dances.
What is that?
They call them what?
Are you talking about folk or traditional dances?
That you want.
Your English is not good. How will you explain your situation to those who will be treating you?
Yes.
He definitely doesn't get it. Are you married?
Yes, madam. One wife only.
How many do you intend to get?
They say 3 weeks only in the letter.
This is exhausting. He doesn't get it.
Pardon?
Do you have a marriage certificate?
Yes, eh? You want see?
Yes, give it to me. Children?
No.
Your medical history papers, please.
Here, madam.
How do you know this person who is paying for your trip?
Oh, he like my dancing. He important man in government.
How can you prove to me that you are coming back?
No.
Mr. Whatever your name is, I suggest that you get a shorter version for it. Are you coming back?
Coming back? Yes, eh. I came back.
Why?
Why, eh? Because my wifey, my wife alone.
You can get another wife in America.
Who? American wife, eh? Hey, how? Me? English very hard to speak. He does not know. I leave this American woman alone.
Do you know how to sing?
Sing, eh? Yes, eh, I sing, eh.
Of course, you also know how to dance.
Yes, eh, I dance.
Do it.
Then I get visa?
Mr. Sir, I'm asking you to sing and dance.
Sing, eh, I sing. Dance, eh, my leg very bad indeed.
Fine, forget dancing, just sing.
But not the drum?
Do you have to have a drum?
Yes, eh.
And who would drum?
I don't know. Maybe you?
Just do it without the drum.
No dancing.
No dancing, just sing. What's wrong?
Thinking the song. Kappa, ego ba go ba. Kappa, ego be messe. Woo! Kappa, ego ba go ba. Kappa, ego be messe. Woo!
Come back at 2 in the afternoon and collect your visa!
I get visa?
Yes!
Oh, thank you very, very much, madam. Oh, my leg is be okay.
Okay, go now. I have to interview other people. Next!
A show to remember.
Many shows like this go on in this place. Everyone who has come to meet with God is treated to such shows.
To free shows.
Autobiographies.
Biographies.
Family trees,
storytelling,
poetry,
recitals,
music,
dance,
lies, or call them
improvisations.
This man knew how to play this game. Everyone is gone. I'm the last person in this place. I think this too might be a show. People, here comes a show. Stay tuned for my show.
Next! Number 45.
Good afternoon, madam.
Oh, God. You? Again?
I have a letter.
I have seen all your letters, and I am not interested in seeing more.
This one is from a congressman.
I am sure I received a copy of that letter.
And?
And? Even if it is from heaven, I am not giving you a visa.
What?
I know that you are trying to live in my country illegally.
What makes you so sure?
Who is interviewing who here?
I am not interviewing you, madam.
People like you make my country insecure.
What?
You are trying to go to my country and the whole world is on terror alert.
She gathers her papers, signals me to leave her window. The interview's over, terminating my game, ending my show before it even starts. I have come to show her that I am enough, to prove to her that I am coming back. I won't leave like that. I stay.
Please leave.
Do I look like a terrorist to you?
Do you think terrorists have a particular look?
I don't know. You tell me.
I know your type. Get into an illegal marriage, work illegally, take away jobs from those that deserve them, give birth to illegal children.
Ah, so that's what it is. Do you know that when many of you get here, you actually find ways to stay in our countries? Better food, cleaner air, better pay, because these are high-risk countries and you get hardship allowances. You live like queens and kings and you retire here, living here illegally.
You have a strange personality. I'm beginning to not like you.
I am not intending to live in your country illegally.
Prove it.
How do you want me to prove it?
No permanent job, no regular income.
Trust me, I am coming back.
Why should I trust you?
My word
doesn't mean anything.
What would mean anything to you, madam?
The way you have insisted to travel is reason enough to tell me you are not coming back.
Because ordinary people like me, from a country like mine, are not expected or even allowed by people like you to travel. Unless there's a purpose for them to travel, and unless there's a reason that would compel them to return to their home countries. What a way to degrade us.
Why are you so desperate to go?
I have been given an opportunity to travel, to meet other young achievers. I don't understand why I should be denied that opportunity.
Because you have nothing to come back to.
How can you say that? I love my country. I have been working in communities to influence social policy in the areas of education, unemployment, and healthcare. I am currently doing a research on how different communities in this country can influence policy change at a government level. I am being mentored by the best brains in the world. This is my opportunity to meet and interact with other people, to meet future world leaders. You really think I would throw all that away to live in your country illegally?
Do you know how many years I have worked in foreign service?
No.
Do you know how many people I have interviewed in my years in countries like this one?
No.
Do you know how many people like you have duped me into believing that they are actually honest?
No.
And I grant them non-immigrant visas only for them not to return.
But I am not those people. See me for who I am.
I have seen people claiming to be important, like
you. The work I do is important.
Claiming they are coming back.
I am coming back.
Claiming they have big jobs here.
I don't have a big job. I have work here.
Claiming they are not terrorists.
What? I am not a terrorist.
Who knows?
You know. I am not.
I don't know you.
Yet you claim I'm a terrorist. I am not a terrorist and I'm coming back.
You are not.
To my home.
You are not.
Yes, I am.
No, you are not.
Yes, I am.
You are not.
I am.
You are not.
I am.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Application received. Visa denied.
I stand still. I am thinking. No, I'm not thinking. I can't think. My head is spinning, my pressure rising, my hands sweating. I want to fight, to slap her, to punch her, to box her, shoot her. Yes, shoot her.
Leave.
She sees me. She reads me now. She could not read me when I was telling her all the truth. She chose to lock my truth out. Now, when I am mad, when I want to fight, she reads me right.
Code number 7, trouble at window number 3.
Why couldn't she read me right then? I gather my papers. There are so many, I need a trolley to push them out. My eyes on her, her eyes on me. Without that glass between us, I would have remade her face. My eyes on her, her eyes on me.
Trouble at window number 3?
Miss?
What?
Time to go.
I didn't come to spend the night.
I have been instructed...
to push me out?
To lead you out.
I know the way.
It's not my fault.
Let go of my shoulder! The curtain at window 3 closes. I still feel eyes boring through me from the cameras. Achen!
That was a good show.
Ma'am, you need to go now.
Excuse me. Am I not even allowed to say hello to my friend? What are you doing here?
To pick up my visa?
Of course. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I want to apologize.
I know. I would not have done what you did that day on April 1st. That day it was my show. Today was yours. See you soon.
I start walking out. I know eyes are still on me. I feel them from their cameras. I'm out of the building. The announcer behind me.
I am sorry.
Why are you sorry? He's looking at me for the first time. For the first time, I see a human being, not a man in a military uniform.
We follow regulations. We try to do the right thing.
What else have you been told to do?
I will lead you out.
Why do you treat us like this?
I am sorry. We are all human. I am human. They are human. We get tired. They get tired. Of lies, are forgeries of inconsistencies.
What you're saying is nonsense. Do you really enjoy your job?
I think you should go.
I think you should go. Leave me alone. I am not in your building, in your castle, where you carry out your psychological torture.
You're Arau?
Wangatare Mwakora.
You remember my name?
Your name is memorable, sir. Congratulations.
I think you... You get visa also? You get visa?
No.
Why, yeah?
I don't know.
You came to do what here again?
I have just finished my interview.
From morning to now? That time very long.
I was the last person to be interviewed. You are a very lucky man.
Because I sing it for her. This is times four for me here.
I thought one cannot be allowed more than 3 applications in a year.
For me? Because my leg is sick.
You are a funny man. Why did you sing a children's rhyme?
She make me angry. She don't know the use of song. I give a funny song for children to play. She don't know that.
What happened to your leg?
I don't know. The doctor tell me my leg have hole.
I pray you get better.
Oh, thank you.
Are you coming back?
Yes. Me have young woman. Married last month.
That's wonderful.
Wonderful. We was planned to marry 2 years from now. But we marry quickly because of visa. No wedding, no ceremony, no guesses. At wedding because no money to do wedding faster. So I go, come back. Maybe in 2 years we do proper wedding with ceremony and guesses and lots of food and drink.
I don't understand.
You see, they tells me if I want that God to know I came back, I has to marry soon. We changes all our plans for me to get visa.
I am sad. I am thinking what we have to do, what we have to go through, how we alter our lives to meet these gods. I wish you well.
Thank you. Maybe also you get married and she give you visa. Go get married, okay?
Ruhangatare Mwakora disappears behind the wall of the castle, of the temple, of the gods. I'm marching out. Achen is among the number. Ruhangatare Mwakora is among the number. I am not in that number. The irony of it all. Achen is in that number, yet she intends not to return. I intended to return, but I'm not in that number. I touch my bag. I am $300 poorer. That is 2 months' salary poorer. And that is 3 stamps richer of application received, visa denied. This foolishness started on April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day has caught up with me. I'm going away not in that number. Yet, not a loser. I'm marching out to find my life, to find myself. One's destination is what informs their decision. My show is over.
This week's play, Appointment with God, was written by Asimwe Deborah Kawe and directed by Nana Dakin. The cast included Anita Abdinajad, Patrina Ampere, Anita Ganeshan, Kambi Gathesha, Shiro Kihagi, Janet Kilonzo, and James Okongu. The casting director was Zoe E. Rotter. Our sound designer was Caroline Eng, and sound editor was Natalie Lane Baker. This reading's recording engineer was Jim Petty with 5 Ohm Productions. Stage management was provided by Daniel Vaughn, and production management by Jesse Cotter. Festival co-founders are Carol Becker and David Henry Huang. This episode was produced by Columbia University School of the Arts under the Office of Public Programs and Engagement, directed by Gavin Browning. The student producer was Jordan Fleming, and our literary managers were Kanika Vaish and Andrew Agres, who you also heard read the stage directions in this piece. This has been the first episode of the 2021 Columbia University School of the Arts International Play Reading Festival podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss next week's The Dark by UK writer Nick McCoha and directed by N.J. Aguna. This episode is the first of three theatrical scripts being presented as audio plays in this year's festival. You can join me on October 23rd, 2021, for a live Zoom panel with our playwrights by registering at our website, arts.columbia.edu. Until next time. The reading you just heard is copyrighted by the trustees of Columbia University in the City of New York. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License.